Welcome to Redeeming Qualities, the podcast of not how men speak, but how friends speak. And I'm joined today with Mark and Danny. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Mark, Rastafari Unicorn, Musty Mark, what's cracking?
Dirty Dennis, no other presence.
All right, so this is the New Year's, and we are going to start this off the way Redeeming Quality Podcast starts things off. We're going to start the New Year's shitty. Let us go ahead and shit or shine. Let's start with New Year's. And because, you know, this is such a broad thing, we're each going to shit on New Year's. So let's, I think what we should do is let's start with the shitting on New Year's resolutions.
Okay. Who wants to do that?
Who do you want to lead?
Danny, how about you?
Dude, fuck New Year's resolutions. Like, that is just an excuse for lazy bitches to push some shit off for a really, really long time, say they're going to do something, and fall through. Like, all of us have been, like, meatheads at one point, right? How many times do you know, like, anytime you go into the gym in January, it's going to be double the amount of people in there. Come February, those people are gone. New Year's resolution, the whole concept is stupid. It's dumb. Like, if you want to do something, you shouldn't have to wait until the start of a new year to do something. That just means you're lazy. I think the concept is stupid.
Yeah, I agree. Why don't you have, like, July 31st resolutions? It's just the changing of a month. You go from December to January.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
It's 24 hours. It's a day.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing changing. Right? You're still the same piece of shit.
Yeah. December 31st, you
shut up, Chuck,
is probably slightly better than January 1st.
Shitty motherfucker I was last year. You know what? Ain't none changed. I'm whack. I admit it. You know what? If you think we're gonna go back into lockdowns? Probably. Sorry, dude. I don't know what just made me think of that. Reason why I think of that, because in lockdowns, I was like, man, I'm taking up bread making and I'm gonna play the fucking tuba and no more meat. That's it. And nigga, I'm doing all that same shit I was doing.
The COVID resolution.
I got worse, nigga. You know what I did change? I started a drinking problem. That's what happened. My jacking off turned up. I got into fucking Japanese porn. I wasn't even watching that before. No, I was just saying.
Why can't our New Year's resolutions be shittier, people?
Why can't we become worse? You know what? I'm going to try heroin.
Mark, listen, I love it.
I've never...
You know what? I'm going to experience new shit this year.
I have never actually
new
hit
shittiness,
a
new levels of shittiness. Okay, sorry.
I've never actually hit a cyclist. I've gotten close, but you know, this is the year.
Fuck cyclists. Can we do a shit or shine on them alone?
I mean, I already put out manslaughter for cyclists just now, so that's my 2021 resolution.
Man, I thought you said psych list, like a psych ward list.
Oh, fuck crazy say, people.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and hit the cyclist. Like, y'all gonna go crazy this year?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. This is the way we got to start it. You know what?
Hey, if any of us were to end up on a cyclist, who do you think it would be first?
Definitely me.
You think so?
Yeah.
Ooh, I got my money on Danny.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, no, I just to be an asshole. Not a real thing.
And the fact that we never said Fez, that means it's going to be Fez.
That's exactly kind of
that's
what
how
I'm
that
thinking.
Shit works.
It's never the one.
You fucking. Did you see this video? This old lady, she's sitting in the fucking. I think I talk about this with you guys already. There's a video. She's sitting in the interrogation room, and she's just like, "Oh, is he dead? Is he dead? Oh!" And they're like, "Yes." And she's like, "Yay!" And she's like an old, sweet old lady in like a Denver Broncos jersey, and she's like, "Yo, I'm so happy. I wanted to kill him so bad." And then her kids come in, and her kids are like, "Why did you do that?" And then she just like, I just wanted to kill him so bad. I'm just so happy he died. I knew it was terrible, but like giggling, dude.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was nuts. And she looks like someone's grandma that cooks cookies, dude.
And that's the thing, too. I've said this before. Just like, at what point does an old person stop becoming a person and become like this innocent fucking angel and
thank
martyr?
You, dude. Old Why do we start trusting old black men? You was a nigga just last week. Why are you this wise man now?
At what point does he become like the legend of Bagger Vance from Morgan
DMX
Freeman?
DMX to Morgan Freeman over
yes.
there.
Exactly. What? Yeah. Go! I go down the weed, down that street down there. It's like, let me listen to this riddle. Nah, motherfucker, you've been drinking E&J. Yeah. Yeah, the innocence that comes. I mean, like, these old motherfuckers be nasty. They be just still horny, still nasty, still looking at people's bodies and figures and shit.
Yeah, these nursing homes are fucking rife with STDs.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude, nursing home, those guys don't give a fuck. They're like, what's chlamydia? I'm about to die. I'm on fucking 10 medications.
Preach.
So the whole floor be having herpes and shit.
Oh, yeah, it's disgusting. Like, old people, like, putting them together, it's just... Like that's why
I happen
like,
to be a fan of old people, Fez, and I'm getting offended.
I'm sorry. I just think there's a weird timeline that where old people automatically like, oh, that's my grandma. Well, your grandma's still a piece of shit.
Yes.
Your grandma supported segregation.
Doris ain't shit, man.
She picket signed at fucking veterans' funerals, and you know she hated gay marriage. She's an awful person. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of those grandmas that are out there. Everything that we have moved on culturally, they still believe. And it's just under the radar. God, I have some hate for old people. My New Year's resolution, less trusting of old people.
Real shit.
Less trusting of old people. Yes.
Well, I think we shit on old people now. That was that.
Yeah, I mean,
I consistently shit on old people, so... I'm gonna lay back on this one.
All right, so let's see. Not New Year's resolution. What are we looking forward to in 2022? Go round robin. Danny, what about you?
What am I looking forward to this year? You know, I just like getting my own shit together. Like so. You guys are aware, like, things have been going on for me. I've been going through a little rough patch. But, like, overall, I think I've learned quite a bit. And, like, even this podcast has been a tool to help with that. Everything from, like, little shit from, like, things that I didn't know to, like, things about myself that I didn't realize other people experience, you know, talking to you guys about. And I think that this year, I'm going to be able to get myself into a position where I'm truly like able to take things to the next level, for my own personal well-being. I feel like I've got my health in the right direction. And I'm starting to feel a little bit more, more capable lately. So I don't know. That's about all I can think of for 2022 is like I can sit down, focus on me, and get my shit together.
I'm looking forward to California locking down again. That's sorry, Mark. I just had to be an asshole for a second.
I think they are.
They're going to like. No
you think
doubt.
We really are?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think like,
at this point it's a political war, and like there's just, like the places that are like so for like proving their point, and then there's the places that are against it. I don't even feel like anybody actually cares about the health of people.
Yeah. So
I think it's all political.
Wasn't the governor trying to make it legal to sue gun companies in California? Like that was his big thing. Like
man, y'all be hearing headlines that I don't hear. It's yeah. really crazy.
So yeah, so like that's like because what was it like Texas made a law in that abortion bill that people
yes.
can sue if they find out like a doctor is doing it outside of 8 weeks or 6 weeks, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So California's response to that is like we're gonna make it so
you can sue a gun company if they're selling guns.
Yes,
the wrong
man.
Thing.
Thank you. Like my brain was just like,
it's okay.
I had a route that I was gonna take, and it just went nowhere. Like my brain just stopped at that moment. I heard some.
Look,
sprinklers.
Texas is fucked up for what they're doing, and California is fucked up if they're doing that. I didn't hear that, but that's lame as fuck.
It is lame. It ain't like it's like. These fucking politicians are fucking petty crybabies.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And who's their lobbyists, though?
Why do they get so much money to do so little? Like, ultimately, like, everybody, they combat that with, well, they actually have a lot that they have to, but, like, realistically, we've all been in some sort of government position and been around other people that are, like, in positions of government that aren't just military. And, like, none of the jobs are particularly that difficult, and they get treated so well. And then you think about, like, how much money we spend on government shit, and it's all frivolous spending. And, like, we all see it, and why? Why do we spend so much money when realistically, like, what do they actually do? It's just bickering back and forth. And, like, he said this, she said that, and the left feels this way, the right feels this way. And now none of it matters because it's just pick a side and then fight for your team to win.
Yeah, it's like, it really, at a national level, it's just gossiping.
Yeah.
You're right. It's just, like, that's what people do, man. They just gossip. And, like, people get excited about who is the best gossiper. I mean, exactly. Realistically, like, look, I mean, that's Trump what we success. Do. We like, you know, that's his entire podcast is gossiping about shit.
And we speculate.
You're right. You're right. We're not actually throwing out. I mean, I did just accuse every old person of being a fucking monster. I gossip. Mark speculates.
Shit.
Yeah. These fucking politicians.
Yeah, it's just sad because, like, you sit down and think about it. If it were, like, you, me, and Mark sitting there and somebody presented us a problem and we sat down, we, I feel like, could come up with a fairly easy solution relatively quickly that's, like, mutual, you know? And it seems like, why can't government ever do that?
Yeah, well, because of the lobbyists, because the people that come in, constituents, asshole constituents.
Well, yeah, and it's retarded. We need to change the system. Like,
but here's the thing: out here, it'll be some library lady that's been here for 20 years that lives in the valley, some part of the valley that's like slightly that was hood, and it's that was a nice place, but hood people are starting to move in, and she will make it so that. She will make a law get passed at a time where everybody's working that makes it so that these motherfuckers aren't voters. That, like, only where she works is a Republican. You know what I'm saying? Like, the votes go in her way. She'll do a lot of work to do that. And it's those shitty people that are, like, 67.
Well, yeah, and you think of, like, gerrymandering.
Full circle with hating on old people. I love it. This is the year of
gerrymandering old people.
Gerrymandering, exactly. Like
gerrymandering's a thing, and then where you're like, oh yeah, if you want to go out there and make an impact, go vote. And it's like, well, gerrymandering is a thing. And I think Schwarzenegger was like one of the first people to be like, hey, they're like, there's going to be no gerrymandering here. And like to think that that's even a thing, and then to have people out there like, hey, you need to go and vote. Your vote matters. But they're already channeling you into different districts.
Districts, dude. There's circles, like, man. If you look at the maps. You could be in the center of something and your vote votes for a whole nother county.
Either. Absolutely. It's ridiculous.
Like, how does that make sense? And it's like right there in that little circle, that little box is a pocket of a whole bunch of people that do vote. It's like young motherfuckers our age that are all in apartments that, like, maybe a little younger than you guys, but I'm just saying, like, people that are like from 25 to 35, and they all are in apartments in these packed ass areas, and they all think the same way. Maybe not all of them, but still, yeah. It's a big group of people that will vote against what you're saying, and you're making them vote for a whole nother district, you know?
And here's another crazy thing too, like the thought that we've decided what is a felony and what isn't, but we don't get to choose. Like somebody, like, for example, like, you know, has heroin, enough heroin that they're going to do it for 3 days. But they're like, oh, that's enough to distribute. You now have felony drug charges, and you are no longer able to vote ever again.
That's nuts.
It's what, like, there should be, honestly, there should be three felonies that exist. fucking murder, rape, and something else. I don't know. But probably just murder and rape.
Right? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Like, those, like, should be the only things that, like, hey, you are this. You know what? I'll throw out another one. Like, a horse fucker. That person shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Horse fucker. That's random.
I was trying to think of something, a third thing.
Yeah, anyway. Sexual crimes and pedophile. Violent crimes. Those are the two things. And it should be in
pedophiles, in rapists, severity. Murderers.
Yeah.
Huh?
Pedophiles, rapists, murderers. Done.
Yeah, yeah. Those three should not have any fucking right to vote. Because I don't even care if you're so mad at like your wife or your husband for cheating that you kill them, I don't want you voting. That's it. It doesn't matter if it's a crime of passion or whatever. But most of the felony fucking speeding. Oh, can't, you know what I'm saying?
Can't right. vote ever again?
Armed robbery.
Can't ever own a gun again?
Right. Yeah. Bullshit. All yeah. I did was rob a bank.
Are you being sarcastic?
Well, yes.
I was like,
Mark's just wait, pause.
Yeah, but if it's armed robbery and the threatening of the gun, see, that's where it gets like complicated. Because like you had a gun, you had a weapon, motherfuckers. You acted like you had a gun, you were brandishing.
Yeah, you were telling them you were going to kill them.
Yeah, but
it's the same thing. Like mentally, they're fucked up now because they thought they were going to die.
Well, yeah. And then
it was really a Snickers bar.
And then there's the spirit of the law, and then there's like the semantics. Like, let's say, oh, you got armed robbery, but you went in there with a toy gun. But it was like, oh, but you made the intent to look like you were going to kill. It's like, yeah, but he couldn't. So his intent was never to kill.
Ooh, whoa, that was deep. But his intent was to fear, to scare.
Yeah, the lawyers never care about the spirit of the law. They care about the technicalities, the semantics. Mm. So I think, I don't know, there's a lot going on. So you know what? That brings us to our next question. What if we could change the world in 2022, what would be your big change that you make?
That's a good question, dude.
You first, Fizz.
Oh, me first. I would legalize all drugs in the United States. All of them. That's been the war on drugs is it's a waste. First off, it's a waste of money. Like Mexico's, drug channels, Colombia's drug channels, China's drug channels, all of those make money because drugs are illegal to get.
Absolutely.
And the fact of the matter is, if somebody who has a mental illness can get treated off of the cheaper street drugs, that's what they're going to choose. They don't have, there's so much mental illness that needs to be treated with certain medications. And now we have to trust very shady places to get these type of drugs that they need. Like some of them like legitimately need drugs and other things too. There's still the whole fight of marijuana. Like it's like, it's still Schedule 1. It's like, it's the federal government still thinks it's not capable of being used as a, as a medication. Meanwhile, they're causing a fucking opioid epidemic with fucking oxycodone.
Right. And promoting alcohol openly and everything.
Yeah. And cigarettes. So I think like legalizing basically everything, if you want to choose the way you kill yourself with drugs, you should be able to. I think that's the ultimate freedom. The fact that we're the land of the free, but we don't even get to choose how we want to die.
Absolutely. I had said that to a friend recently that like, I find it funny that like, we're forced to be like, okay, you need to go get this vaccine, but then we turn around and suicide is illegal, And it's like, well, how can we sit here and say that anything is free when we have something like that? And it's interesting you said that, because immediately I thought about this article that I had read. I think, was it you that sent it? The German COVID one?
Yeah, the German COVID that you had to be COVID vaccinated to go to get and the
to
reason
get euthanized.
Was like to protect the staff at the euthanasia clinic.
Yeah. So Mark, did you, so basically to the listeners and stuff, there was this article that was published and it was in Germany, you can go to a place to be euthanized and like basically medically assisted suicide, right? Okay. Whereas here, you can't do that, mm-hmm. right? You don't have the right to be like, hey, I don't want to live any longer. Mm-hmm. So basically, they're trying to say that if you don't get the COVID vaccine, you can't go into the facility to be euthanized. And I'm like, how fucking stupid is that? You know, like, and it's so that way you don't risk anybody's life at the medical facility. And I'm like, don't they go to the medical facilities if they have COVID? You know, like, it's just weird. It's just weird.
People go to the facilities if they have COVID?
Well, they would go to, like, hospitals and stuff, right? So, like, why, if you're going to do all the screening, why wouldn't you just have them do a COVID test before they come in and then kill them like they asked for? Like, it's just kind of ridiculous, you know? Like, hey, you will do this thing. And then that's something that makes me realize that, like, America does have way more freedoms than a lot of other places, because in Germany, you can't speak out like that, you know, about stuff like that.
Yeah. Wow. We can't end our own life, but we can't speak out while we're alive.
But we can say what we want.
We don't have, yeah. We also don't have the right to kill ourselves.
That's right. And I hate to circle back on this.
Because you are a tax asset, right, Fez?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody's
you're generating revenue for the government. So that's, you can't kill yourself.
And then two other things I want to say about the drug thing is, one of our biggest issues in these low socioeconomic places is there's not enough fathers, and there's not enough fathers in the neighborhood. Why is that? Is because a lot of fathers end up in jail over some bullshit drug charges, right?
True.
Police are forced to encounter more people because of the laws that they're required to enforce. Every law is a chance for a police officer to, I don't want to say like a chance, like every police officer is looking to kill somebody, but that it could escalate because people are scared, people don't want to go to jail, all these different things. So we've caused this because of the drug policies that are going around, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the last thing is, it costs less to medicate somebody than to keep them in jail.
Absolutely.
A methadone clinic twice a day for an individual treated by a doctor and a nurse is less costly than keeping that person in jail.
Well, maybe not in America, though, because that fucking shots for a day should be like $30, but it probably costs like $40,000 in insurance.
It is like, you're absolutely, I did a paper on this one time. I think it was $28, and the cost to keep a prisoner in jail for a single day, I think it was like $107-something.
Yeah, right?
So
$28 compared to $170.
Yes. So, like, it's so costly. That's the one thing I would love to change about the society.
Yeah,
that's,
but then you can't take votes out of the neighborhoods that are bad.
That's
that we
right.
Influenced that, in the first place.
That's right. People have more authority over their own lives because they're able to vote. There's more competition. So, anyways, man, I went too far into that. Mark, what would your be change to the world?
Drug. I make all drugs illegal. No, I'm just playing. I would. No, I would make prostitution legal.
Oh, yeah. Like...
yeah. Everywhere. I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like this got really, really creepy right away. Just the way you're like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's
I don't know if this is true, but I felt like you were rubbing your hands together as you said it.
Yeah. I was rubbing my thighs. Way worse.
What was that documentary that we watched, Mark? That one time, I think you told me about it.
Snow on the Bluff?
Snow on the Bluff.
Because I was like, we only watched one crazy-ass movie. Really.
I was going to say, Snow on the Bluff. That's what you gave me that. I make prostitution. I was thinking Snow on the Bluff immediately.
Hold on a second. What is that about? I think I've seen this.
Snow on the Bluff. God. Actually, it was a fake documentary, actually. But this one dude, Curtis Snow, made this thing that looked like a documentary on the east side of Atlanta of him running around. And it was a whole movie about, like, robbing traps and drug dealers and, like, just some super hood balls.
Yes.
All that shit.
I think I got, like, a double feature. It was that. And then do you remember the movie The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
The documentary that they made, it was like that was on there as well. And I got this. I got a, oh my God, this is gonna ridiculous. I got a bootleg copy in Iraq of both of those together.
Those were hitters at that year. Those like tore the streets up.
Yes.
And it was really intense, really like prostitution. I mean, look, if you compound making drugs free and prostitution free, like it'll make so many people. Those are like, if you're just a person and that's just what you want to do, and that's just the thing. Some people are just, that's what they're supposed to do. And I think there's a ton of people that are like that. And there's a ton of people that cannot get sex normally, I feel like. I just feel like it would free up the jails a ton. It would make so many people for free. You would get rid of all the trafficking laws. You would get rid of all the shit. And it wouldn't be you make everybody get tested. You test everything. You regulate the shit. You tax everyone. It's just like, yo, everything will be smooth. We are already, like, in California, they've been taxing weed so much. Motherfuckers are, like, going back to just regular drug dealers because it's cheaper. You know? Right? Like,
exactly.
So if you made it okay for those dudes to do it, but it's because it's federally not legal that you have to do all this weird shit. So now there's corporate marijuana. Then there's gonna be corporate pussy. Wow. You know? It's gonna be like an office space and an HR department for girls just trying to, you know, do their thing.
I work for a Coochie LLC.
I work for, yeah.
Shake that ass, bitch.
Exactly. Coochie Cutters USA. Coochie USA. Okay, I'm just trying to say it the best possible. I didn't work on this at all. But like that type of shit. I just feel like that'll make the world a lot better and a lot easier, and like, you know, a lot of crime will be shut down if we are able to do this shit way better. But of course it'll turn corporate, you know.
Hold on a second. I just got one more. Pussy, an Amazon subsidiary.
If you could use crypto to buy pussy, the year is 2030, and I just use Ethereum to buy. I just use booty coin.
Booty coin.
I just transfer some of my Ethereum to booty coin, and I have a girl on the way by drone. She's getting sent to me by drone.
By drone.
And I'm about to have a good night. That's what I would do.
Nah. All right, Danny, I think you're the last one. What's your magic wand? How are you going to change 2022 to make it better?
God, like a policy or something that I could implement like that?
It doesn't have to be a policy. It could be something else. It could be something with the environment or anything.
I think I would make people less judgmental. No, that's cheesy. I mean, but like, ultimately, if you could wave a wand and make people just mind their own shit, you know, like, I get that everybody is interested in knowing what's going on with other people. But like, people that just can't leave shit alone, if we could just get rid of like your opinion of somebody else and only focus on the things that actually have happened to you personally, to base your opinions on. I think basically what I'm saying is I'd kill the internet.
You know, I think I like what you're saying, but I would say you'd have to make people more judgmental, because this is going to sound crazy. Cooperation is the ultimate evil on our planet. And the way I say
that. Okay, in that case, I change. What I would do is I would go to 4-day work weeks.
Oh, that'd be great. But I just want to say, I'm going to fucking shit on cooperation. All the problems we have in our world, right? The drilling for the oil, the polluting the environment, the fucking whatever thing your issue is, the politicians, the wars. Could it exist without cooperation? We like look at what fucking gorillas after the a gorilla fucking herd or whatever it's called. If it gets too big, they fucking branch off or they fucking have an internal fight that kills half of them.
True. People's smarter than us, though.
People's ability to cooperate allows us to have bigger and bigger and bigger groups, and then we have shit like fucking fracking for oil. Because we're able to have these ideas in which we all can get behind and work together towards. God, that went dark pretty quick. Sorry about that.
I think we should talk about where we want this podcast to go next year.
Oh, yeah. That's a good topic. Well, since you brought it up, Mark.
Yeah, all right. Bitch.
I want to say, whoa.
Whoa, that was intense. Sorry, I was looking at a donut when I said that. The bitch was more directed than that.
Oh, okay. Is it jelly filled?
No, it was actually an apple fritter.
Yo, but you've been eating donuts forever. How many donuts you ate, bro?
I bought four, bro, because I went to go get breakfast, and this Maple Valley is, like, way too busy. Like, yeah. Long story short, I had to stop and get donuts, so I got four because I can't eat a meal. And I've been, like, slowly munching on them.
This cat is fucking with me in my fucking cord and headphones. Okay, I feel like I would like us to get a better relationship with our somehow have a better way of communicating with the people that listen to the podcast. That I would like to build up, like, I don't want to say the word forum, but a way that we all can see comments on something. So
a Discord.
What?
A Discord.
Ooh, yes. Somewhere where, like, hey,
we should do a Discord where everybody can just drop their opinion on things, and then we can choose to drop it into the podcast or not. But it'll let people actually have a say in what we talk about.
I would like to just have a back and forth. If they like it, I would like to go live one time throughout the year. See what the fuck that's like. Ooh. With you guys. Tell everybody we're doing it. Promote it throughout the week, and then do it. Be cool. It's like everything we're doing except it's going live, you know, huh?
All four members of our family show up.
Hilarious. Yes. I want to see it grow. I want to see the motherfucker grow immensely. So how's that? I don't know. Sharing it, whatever needs to do, a process of breaking whatever formula it is that we need to get other people talking about it or whatever like that. I would like to get on a path, and also I just want to get better. That's me. That's it.
Yeah, me too.
Nice. Danny, what would you like the future of this podcast?
Well, honestly, it's been so fun to do that, like, sometimes I forget that we have to, like, actually put some effort into, like, what goes on. And I feel like I'm victim to that a lot of the time. So I think that I want to get, like, you were saying shit or shine, like it was really fun. And then we were like, hey, maybe we should try to tweak it. And then like we tweaked it. We didn't really like it. And we mostly just kind of decided we more enjoy the shit part of the shit and shine. But like maybe a couple more regulated segments that are more consistent, like shit or shine, maybe one or two more. Whether they're in the podcast or if they're like little offshoots that maybe, you know, hey, we drop something on Monday and we drop something on a Thursday, and Thursday could be like its own branch of something. So, yeah, I think that's what I would like to see, a little more, maybe a couple regulated segments and then more of our random thoughts, because I also really enjoy the fact that we bounce around so much.
Yeah, honestly, man, I don't know. Like, I think I just got to go with Mark. I like more listeners would be cool. But I have fun with this. Like, you know, I don't ever think I didn't start this to ever think that it'd be something like as continuously as it has been. I feel like the positive feedback has, like, you know, kept me going, and it's been fun. It's been better. Like, I listened to the early the early recordings. It's like, wow, we were very disorganized. And I feel like, you know, the way we've gotten to talk and, you know, our stories and the flow of the episodes have gotten a lot better. So, I don't know. I just want to keep working on our ability to communicate. My ability to let go of semantics a little bit. Yeah, even now, I'm still thinking about Mark saying, make prostitution free. And I was like, that's not what he meant. So I still have, I was like, legal, I believe, is what he meant. But it's just, I get these things. I'm like, you guys call me.
I prefer legal and free.
You guys call it like neurotypical. But no, I still have these issues where I get stuck on something. Like, it's like a skipping in a record and I just keep my brain on it. So I'd like to improve on that.
Yeah, that's part of the way you talk shit, though. You know what I mean?
That's true.
It's we know that about you.
Yeah.
Don't get caught slipping on your words because Fezzle pointed out.
That's true. And I do like when you get pointed out at me as well. So.
Good right. guess. Better over? Guess. You know, fire. That'll yes. be fun. That's it.
Yes, yeah. Ramon. Where are you? We need you back. One more episode.
One more. I feel like a few more. But yeah, I
think. A few more, but.
It's tough too because you know the listeners probably don't know because we release this all over the place. We do this on the weekends, so it's kind of tough for sometimes for people who work weekends or whatnot to get on, or everybody has a different schedule. So coordinating the three of us plus another person sometimes is a little more difficult than any viewer may realize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I definitely, I'd love to do the guest stuff some more.
So what's your resolution for this year?
Oh, man. I thought, what would be the opposite of resolution? Let's see. I got to Google this because I want to be the opposite.
The antonym of resolution?
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know why. Like
my dissolution.
Isn't that to break up something? I guess it'd be
a random ass guess.
An irresolution. That's tough to say. Anyways, sorry, I just got lost in thought there. I don't know. Why don't you go first, since that was your question?
Excuse me?
I said, why don't you go ahead and go first, since that was your question?
What was my question?
What's your resolution for the year?
I was being sarcastic. Resolutions are fucking dumb.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, but I liked it. You picked it up and went with it.
Yeah.
You remember when you were like, hey, shit on resolutions. I was being genuine. I think they're dumb.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, well then, I guess that's the kind of the whole, okay, you know what, here's something that I can't understand. I don't get New Year's parties. I don't go to them. Even as a kid, I never wanted to stay up late and you're on a New Year's party. I don't know, maybe I'm a weirdo on this, but it's never been my thing. What's the appeal of
it's an excuse
party?
To party. It's an excuse to get together with friends or family. For me, typically New Year's is like a friends thing, and it's an excuse to go party.
Yeah. See, I think
I think it's no different than any other holiday that we make up.
That's true. Cause I used to, as a younger person, I used to start my heavy drinking on Wednesdays and then end on Sunday afternoon. So, I had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of partying, and then Sunday of drinking, eating pizza, and watching football.
So there's 2 days or so in there where you were doing all right.
Partially sober, yeah. I would agree with that. So, like, people who know the young, people, I used to have all kinds of nicknames. The Monster, Dr. Gonzo, all kinds of just, like, crazy, like, things. So I guess I never understood the semantics of it, an excuse to party. Like, I never needed an excuse. I would just party.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's just recognized on a federal scale. So it gives people an opportunity to get together without work, I guess.
That's a good point. Yeah. So so then I guess, do you guys have any New Year's plans then?
I will go to a party. See some stand-up comedy. That's really it. Go watch some fireworks somewhere. That's it.
Nice.
Nah, I'm gonna sit around sulk.
I'm gonna be in bed by 8:30. So
8:30.
It's my usual thing to do. I may have a mimosa on New Year's Day.
That's cute.
I do like mimosas, and because of my kidney issues, I don't generally drink. So it's kind of my little. It's my splurge. So, yeah.
God, we're aging, bro, aren't we?
I, We are. Wow. Oh my goodness. It really makes me think about like my daughter. We're talking about like, you know, like we're like, you can't have a child until you're 30, right? That's what we told her. She's like, why can't I have a child till I'm basically literally dead? And I was like, oh my God, you think 30 is dying?
Dead.
Literally dead is what she said. I was like, well, I'm 37. She's like, yeah, you're middle aged. I'm like, no, 40's middle aged. She's like, basically the same thing. So yeah, my children think I'm middle aged. So I mean, I don't do anything to help. I'm gonna go to bed at like around 8:30 on New Year's. So yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably stay up late painting toys or something. So that way I could be like, well, I did something.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm creeping up on 35. That's the age where you just give up or something, I guess. I don't want to go and do anything anymore.
Yeah, I heard that like 35 is the age where you really get into your lawn or you really get into history. You kind of have the choice of the two.
Do like, I got to get the white dad sneakers?
Yeah, dude, I only have dad sneakers now. I don't have any cool shoes anymore. I don't know when this happened. You know what? I got a New Year's resolution. I'm going to buy some cool shoes this year.
That's a good one, dude. I think, honestly, you should do like one outfit that doesn't look fucking dad.
Yeah.
Because pretty much everything you wear is kind of dad. You know what I mean?
It is. Like, most of my clothes is like, oh my God, this is going to be embarrassing. Most of my clothes is over 10 years old.
That makes sense.
So.
It looks like it.
It does. I'm just t-shirts, sweatpants, jeans, and like button down plaid shirts like from the fucking 2000s.
That's what I mean. You should go and update for just like not just shoes. You should just do like one wardrobe update.
Yeah. You know what? I think that, you know, I got instead of a resolution, what's a selfish thing you want to do this year?
Ooh, that's a way better question.
Yeah. So that's my selfish thing. I want to spend some money on some shoes and I want to get up with a style. So then that way in 10 years, I still am in the year 2022 style. So Mark, what's your selfish thing you want to do for yourself this year?
I definitely want to get myself a car. Is that selfish?
No, bro.
That's
mandatory. We're gonna make that happen.
But okay. The type of car might make it.
It's not gonna be that cool of a car. So there's okay. No. It's gonna be just an A to B. Give myself all things I want to do are just like taking to the next level. Okay, something selfish. I want to go out the country. There we go. I want to go somewhere, maybe Mexico or Dominican Republic or like. I don't know, somewhere that I can, my dollar will stretch far. Is that something fucked up to say?
No, but like what kind of activity do you want to do?
I want to skydive. I want to like lay up and get a massage. I want to eat delicious ass food. I want to lay on the beach. Southeastern Asia.
Yes.
That. I want to eat cool ass food I've never eaten before. Probably watching these eating places, eating shows. Sorry, and they go all around the country, and they go, I mean, the world, and they go to South Asia, and bro, there'd be some fire ass, delicious ass foods, fishes I ain't even ever heard of, where they're like throwing the spices on top of the fish and cooking it. It's all, bro.
If I had to say a selfish meal, I would like to go to China. And eat a fucking bat with a side of pangolin. Just say fuck you to COVID. Just fucking eat it.
Whoa, you knew the name of it?
No, wasn't that the little that's like the pangolin thing?
Yeah. That's nasty.
I don't fucking eat it. I don't give a shit.
Just say fuck you, COVID.
Yeah, just
if you say California is getting locked down, everybody about to get locked down, bro.
It's just the cold season. It's like everybody's like cold and everybody's panicking. Like you can't even cough anymore. Like
people,
can't.
Yeah, without people staring at you all weird.
Yeah, I wish that's in a. I hope for 2022, people are allowed to fucking cough again. That's what I want. Just fucking like if
they've
you
already
pop.
got masks on. I love when people pull their masks off to sneeze into their elbow. I'm like, you already got something covering your face. And now you're like pulling it down, sneezing in your elbow, and then putting your mask on. Like, why are we even wearing the mask?
Hold on. Is it? I mean, I do that. Like, if I have to wear a mask, I don't sneeze into my mask because I think that's gross.
Yeah, but I'm saying exactly. So if we're not even like willing to contain sneezes in the mask, but we're gonna let out a giant burst of fucking super powered fucking COVID germs all around the room, like I just think it's kind of stupid that there's even the mask thing in the first place. Like
Yeah.
if people want to go out there and risk it, let them go out there and risk it. The people that don't, they don't have to go out there and risk it.
I think the selfish thing I'm going to do this year is just not wear my mask anymore. That's a resolution.
Wow,
Just fuck
you
you
piece of
to
shit.
just fucking be that piece of shit.
Wow, fuck you, Fez.
Are do people, do you not fuck with that, Danny?
Me?
Yeah.
I think you should do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like, I don't really care what anybody wants to do. If a place has got a sign on that says, like, I gotta wear a mask and I have one, I'll put the fucking thing on my face. If there's other people walking around and they don't put a mask on, like, and I have one, I'll probably just put it on because it doesn't really bother me. Like, I
Oh,
think
have
we have a different perspective because of like, what is wearing a piece of cloth over your face compared to like going to PT in a gas mask? You know what I
Yes.
mean? Like 15 minutes in a store with a fucking t-shirt around your face. Like if you can't handle that, you're never going to be able to rob shit. You know, not saying that I condone robbing anything, but like you really can't go in for 15 minutes with a piece of cloth over your face.
Okay,
Like,
let me ask you a question then. Have you ever gone into a store where it's like mask recommended and see other people with a mask off and you're like, fuck it, and take your mask off?
No, because I'm in Seattle. Well, now I'm not, but I'm in Seattle and like you don't see that. Like people will be in their cars walking down the sidewalks with their mask on in the pouring rain and stuff. And I'm like, I get putting your mask on in a store, but you're walking down the sidewalk, basically waterboarding yourself. Like, no, I'm not gonna be that. Like, we're outside. If you're gonna catch some shit outside, like you shouldn't be out here. It's outside, you know what I mean? Like, I get it inside of a area, but like, if the earth can't like purify what's going on, who the fuck are we to be like, yeah, nope, sorry, you're gonna have to live in fear of this thing forever. Like, sorry, I'm not that afraid of a lot of things, not trying to suck my own dick, but like, if I die from something like this, then I die from something like this. You know what I mean? I don't want to sit there and worry about it for no fucking reason.
Yeah, I remember what my first trips to like Iraq, and I'm pretty sure you guys encountered this as well. Like people would be like, are you scared all the time when you're over there? Like, no, because that's just silly.
I'm not scared all the time. Yeah,
Yeah, you
there's
can't.
calm moments.
Yeah, but now there's people who are scared all the time here stateside, and it boggles my mind.
I think they just
Exactly.
say that shit. I think they just say that because there's a response and they make it help. If someone says, I'm uncomfortable or I'm triggered or I'm anything, before when people were saying that, it was like, no one gives a fuck, dude, deal with it. But now there's a chance that maybe if they say it enough time and act scared, someone will be like, oh, do we need to change something about the environment for you?
Oh, that's
So
so
now we're
weird.
hearing more from those people that maybe have experienced a heart rate leveling, or they experience the things of anxiety, or just overall like a changing environment that is unfamiliar, so you feel afraid, and now they're vocalizing it, and so now we've got a response because someone's like, "I was so scared. I literally can't breathe right now. I'm literally choking right now. Why are you typing if you're saying that?" You
Right.
know?
Oh God,
Yeah,
I
do you
gotta.
think we're just jaded when it comes to that because of our experiences?
Man.
Yes.
Because I feel like war
Yes.
and COVID, like we're comparing co like it's easy for us to be like, yeah, everybody's big deal in this shit. But some people genuinely feel like they're kind of at war, and
Well,
not in the sense of like in a battle, but like
now it's
what are the sense of
2022
the
now,
numbers of
bro.
death?
Dude, it's been 2 years now, so
Too true.
you can't be like, we all went through it at the same time. We all went through a big ass life changing thing. So yeah. Now we've conditioned. Now people in California, a lot of people are like, we're supposed to be wearing our masks inside if you're not drinking, right? Now this is LA I'm telling you about. Mm-hmm. People are like, and every place says wear a fucking mask inside. There's a mask mandate. I'm watching people, the fucking bar, or they'll say it over the PA, you shouldn't be having your mask on if you don't drink. And I'm watching how people react. People are like, we don't give a fuck, dude.
All right, I got a new resolution as well, and I've actually been doing this already, because once again, this is me showing how much of a piece of shit I am. I bring a water bottle everywhere so I could just sit there and drink and not wear my mask, because that's the type of piece of shit I am. I'm sorry. It's so fucking little. Like, if this person could drink and not wear their mask, what's the point of the mask?
I mean, yeah, that's exactly what people are going to do. People are going to go to bars and say, can I get a cup of water, just so they can sit.
Yeah, that's true. Man. Well, we've really painted a terrible light on 2022. So
yeah, wow. We're not very optimistic here, fellas.
Well, good start then. That means there's nowhere to go but up.
Nowhere to go but up. Yeah, we're not. So, listen, we're not going to fail on a resolution and then be depressed all year because we're a piece of shit. We're starting out at the bottom, and we can only improve.
But I love that approach.
Yeah. We're doing New Year's different here. So, all right. Well, then, you guys have any parting things that we wanted to discuss before about New Year's, everything else?
No, I don't really. No. I hope that your year is fire, it feels good, like you feel like you can achieve anything you want.
And I hope this
Mark,
year...
what kind of crystals you got in your room? I just like to know for no particular reason.
I don't have no crystals right now, man.
No,
I'm slipping.
Crystals? How do you maintain the optimism?
Yeah,
I don't know, dude. Cool things do happen, though. That's even right. When it's low, it always bounces back up. That's the thing.
That's a true point, because you know what the worst thing about 2020 was for me? Was it was one of the best years we've ever had in my family. And then, like, saying it, everyone's like, you're a piece of shit. There's so
you
much
can't
suffering
even
going
celebrate.
On. You can't even celebrate. So, yeah, that's it. I want to be able to celebrate the wins that I have this year. And, you know, the people who are suffering, deal with it. Everybody fucking suffers at one point in time. Don't make me feel fucking...
suffering, I'm like, here goes Fez with some empathy. Fucking deal with it.
Yeah, everybody suffers. You know, like, I got fucking pulled over, missed an appointment. I was on the phone with Mark. I'm like, I think I'm getting pulled over. And I get pulled over. And they basically treat me like an illegal for 45 minutes. And then I miss my appointment. You know what?
Really?
Yeah, but I'm not fucking sad about that shit. So... shit happens. Bad shit happens all the time. Just fucking have a good attitude about it and get the fuck over it. And don't be mad at somebody else when they finally get a success, because you're not seeing all the hard work they put into their success. You only see that and you compare it to whatever shit's going on in your life and you can't fucking continue through.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm such an angry bitch this day.
So grumpy.
I am grumpy. I don't know why I'm so grumpy. Talk about the New Year's just makes me think of all the shit of the past
couple.
All
the shit of the past couple ones.
Yeah.
We've been getting shit on. Let's be real here.
We the people are over the Rona, okay?
Yeah.
Beyond Rona, the things that other things outside of Rona, people's jobs, people's just overall lives, people just changes, things like that. And I hope everyone's disposition and attitudes toward, like, I think that, yeah, we're jaded. We have a mind of like, yeah, you know what? I'm outside. I got to hold this, whatever. Rain is coming down on my fucking face, but it doesn't matter because they can't stop time. That's where we are. That's how we are. They can't stop time.
I hope in 2022, people like Ghislaine Maxwell actually do time in prison for what they did. You know?
Yes.
I hope we can get to that point where, like, truly evil fucking people go to jail. And we care less about, like, Britney Spears' conservatorship as we do as, like, an international pedophile fucking rapist ring.
Trafficking, you know? King, God.
Yeah. It's
and
like...
Once again, there's 42 people that petitioned against the family, and they all ended up dead. I hope they get their fucking their justice.
Right.
So, once
I
again,
mean,
fuck the Clintons. The Clintons have murdered everybody.
Right?
That's my conspiracy. And let's get into some more conspiracies this year. So
yes,
thank you guys. This was fucking great again. I definitely appreciate you guys always finding the time to bullshit with such a fucking angry person. So
shut up.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us on Redeeming Qualities Podcast. The podcast is not how men speak, but how friends speak. Starting the new year off, getting it right. Yes.
Peace.
Peace.